you. Thank you very much. Very good job.
Now, did you clean behind the refrigerator?
Check.
Did you buff the floors in the closets?
Check.
Did you clean the bugs out of the light fixture in the garage?
Check.
Is there anything I've forgotten?
The check?
Oh. Yeah. Just want to make sure everything's spick and span.
Yeah, who you got coming over? Tony Randall?
Oh, no. Actually, my housekeeper's coming back from vacation.
Oh. How nice for you.
No. It's really nice for him. You see, he and his daughter have driven down the coast to Florida. And, you know, it's so beautiful there this time of year. And she really is a darling. And he's, well, actually, let's just say that he really deserves a vacation.
Do you and the table want to be alone?
Hi, Mother. No, I just, cleaners missed a spot. And, you know, Tony, I don't want to give him the satisfaction of walking in here and saying,
oh, this place looks like a grease pit.
Ah, my home!
Ah, hooray, hooray, hooray!
Oh, my baby.
Hi, oh, I'm so glad to see you. Where's Tony?
He's unloading the van.
Oh, okay.
It's great to be back.
How was Florida? What did you do? Did you go where the boys are?
Oh, I wanted to, but guess where Dad wanted to go?
Hiya, Minnie! Hiya, Timmy!
Oh, I missed you, you big love.
Oh, I missed you too, Mona. Every moment away from you was like an eternity. Oh, hi, Angela. You look so... It's not to say you look so. Oh. But, the 3 weeks hasn't aged you a bit.
Oh, thank you. I stayed out of the sun.
It worked. Hey, this place looks like a grease pit. Allow me. I haven't done this in so long. Bower residence, Tony speaking. She certainly is in all her glory. It's for you, Angela. Oh. It's Jonathan's counselor at his camp.
Oh, thank you.
Hello.
Oh, yes, Mr. Wormser. Oh, no. Yes. Yeah, well, I'll see you tomorrow then. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Something wrong?
No. He just wanted to make sure that I would be up there for parents' weekend, and I may have to bring Jonathan back with me.
What's the matter?
No problem.
What? Has he got poison ivy? Did he break his leg? Is he constipated? What is wrong with my grandson?
He misses his mommy.
Why?
Mother! The child is home! He misses Tony, he misses Sam, he misses you and the snake.
Well, at least I got billing over the snake.
Angela, when you go up to visit him, why not bring some along to cheer him up?
Yeah. Well, actually, I have baked him some cookies.
Angela, the kid feels bad enough. Come on. No, I'm serious. Why don't you bring something to really cheer him up?
Like what?
Like us. There. And no, we're not going to eat until we get to our picnic spot. And if you had to go to the bathroom, you should have gone before we left the house.
I didn't have to go before we left the house.
I'm bored.
Oh, I know. Why don't we sing camp songs?
Oh, no, come on.
It will be fun. Mm. Oh, you remember this one? Kumbaya, my lord. Kumbaya. Kumbaya, my lord. Kumbaya. What?
Are you kidding me? If we're going to sing songs, let's sing a good one. And there was Lonnie swinging on the outhouse door without her nightie.
Oh, the guys are asking for more.
And there was Mona swinging on the outhouse door and living color.
All the guys are asking for more.
And can you blame her?
All the guys are asking for more.
You sure didn't learn that song at camp.
The heck I didn't. And if you'd have sent Jonathan to my camp, he'd be having a blast.
Dad, you went to camp?
Yeah. I sold the most subscriptions to Popular Mechanics. I had a great pitch. I just say, hey, my name's Tony Maselli. Would you like to buy a magazine for me and send me to camp? Or would you rather I spend the summer on the streets with my buddies near your car?
Where'd you go?
I went to a Y camp right up near Jonathan's.
I went to Jonathan's camp when I was a kid. There was a Y camp right across the lake. When were you there?
I don't know, 64, 65?
Oh, I'm sure I was there then. Wasn't I, Mother?
You went there from 63 to 66. The greatest summers of my life.
Wait a minute. I think I remember that place. That was Camp Stuck Up, wasn't it? Yeah, all the girls had their noses in the air.
Yeah, that was me! You were one of those rowdies who used to steal our underwear and run it up the flagpole, huh?
Oh, we always saluted.
This is incredible. Angela, maybe you two knew each other.
No!
Because those girls wouldn't give us the time of day, Mona.
Well, that's not exactly true. I mean, even though those boys were from the wrong side of the lake, there was something illicit and intriguing about them. Sometimes we used to... You know...
Oh, you mean these?
Yeah. What? I had my first grown-up kiss with one of those boys.
Tell us about it, Angela.
Yeah, all right. It was just one small, insignificant moment in my life. Nobody really wants to hear.
You're probably right, dear.
No. I want to hear about this prim camper by day, teenage temptress by night.
Well, it was sweet, and it was wonderful, and it was magic. See, there's this place that was right by the lake, and it was called Kissing Rock. And if a girl met a boy that she liked, she slipped away from camp. And that's what I did one moon-drenched night. I hurried to my rendezvous. I glided across the forest. I felt at one with the creatures of the night. Finally, the woods gave way to a clearing. And there he was, my knight in shining moccasins. And at that moment, I knew I was a woman. My face was aglow with expectation.
Are you sure it wasn't Clearasil?
Beautiful moment, really. I mean, two kids with stars in their eyes sharing a stolen moment of tenderness.
Oh, wow. Did you do stuff like that, Dad?
Well, you know, not exactly like that. I mean, first of all, we called it Makeout Rock.
Oh, please.
And that's exactly what I did with a girl from your camp. All right.
I cannot believe this. You are going to compare my moment of romantic awakening with your night of cheap thrills.
I hope so.
Hey, yo, who said anything about cheap thrills? She was the greatest. I'll never forget her.
What was her name?
I forget. Hey, but I'm telling you something. If there was a kissing decathlon, she'd have won all 10 events. This girl had an extra set of lips.
They say poetry is dead.
Hey, I remember it was a hot summer night, and I do mean hot. But I was cool. There was something in the air. You could almost smell it. Then I came to the clearing, and there she was. She was kind of tall and clumsy, but there was something about her.
Yeah, she was a girl.
Hardy har har.
Wait a minute, I may be way off on this, but you gotta admit the stories do sound alike. I mean, the moon and the rock and...
I know for a fact that it wasn't you, because I, unlike some people I know, remember the name of the first person I kissed, and his name wasn't Tony, it was Anthony.
You can open up with me, Jonathan. I'm the camp psychologist. Why do you think you're homesick?
I guess because I miss home.
What is all this ruckus? There is psychology going on here.
We're just going down to the lake for a swim.
Yeah. You want to come, Bauer? Well, I don't know.
No, that's right. You forgot about the nut cake here.
Don't make fun. There's a time bomb ticking in every one of your little psyches. And who knows when it might go off. Jonathan, don't pay any attention to those kids. Just remember, I'm okay, you're okay. Everyone else is toe jam.
Don't take any prisoners.
Angela, this place is terrific.
Yeah, it sure brings back a lot of memories. Oh, down there, that's the mess hall. Mm-hmm. And then way over there is the nature cabin.
Yeah.
And then away down over there, that's where we used to sit and sing songs around the old campfire. Mm. Oh, no.
Yeah, it looks like you're singing around the old satellite dish now.
Does the old flagpole look familiar? Anthony.
Mother, will you stop calling him that? It wasn't him.
Yeah, and besides, Mona, it was a Y camp. Everybody's named Anthony. Come on.
Knock, knock. Sweetheart, are you there?
Hey, it's my mom.
Son, when you're homesick, everyone begins to sound like your mom.
Sweetheart. Oh, my baby. Are you all right?
Mom, do I stay here?
Of course not, darling. We'll take you home first thing in the morning.
Can I sit in the front seat?
Of course you can.
Can I be in charge of the radio?
You can listen to any station you want.
Is she always this indulgent?
Are you always this nosy?
Yes. I'm Bobby Wormser, camp psychologist.
Oh, a camp with a shrink. Very good, Angela.
Hey, Johnny. Here for fun.
Well, mostly we analyze my dreams.
Well, that's no good. Look, this is camp. Why don't we do camp things like hiking or riding horseback or looking for knot holes in the boy's shower?
Ooh, sounds good to me. I mean the horseback riding. You do have horses here, don't you, Jonathan?
I don't know. Smells like it.
Sweetheart, why don't you go ahead?
I want to talk to Mr. Wormser.
Oh, you can call me Dr. Bob.
Great.
Come on, buckaroos. Let's mosey.
All right. See you later. Have a good time.
Okay.
Mr. Wormser, Dr. Bob, maybe you could help us out here. Why is my son so homesick?
Well, I think that he misses home. Well, I've got to go. I've got arts and crafts.
Angela, I learned something very important today. Never trust a shrink in a raccoon hat.
Well, maybe he's just not ready for camp. Maybe we'll just send Jonathan next year.
Hey, maybe you should try a new camp next year. Why don't you send him to that Y camp I went to? Oh, great time.
You mean that camp where the boys don't remember the names of the girls they kissed?
Oh, come on, Angela. Why are you still bugged by this?
I'm not bugged by this. I would just like to know. I mean, I already know. I would like to be sure who it was and who it wasn't.
Well, there's only one way to find out. Let's go up to Make Out Rock.
Kissing Rock. What good is that going to do?
Well, after I kissed her, not you, I carved her name, not yours, in the rock.
You did?
Yeah, yeah.
How very sweet.
How you know?
For her.
Not me.
Yeah. Oh, Jonathan, I do not believe you want to leave this place tomorrow.
Well, Sam, it's only fun when you're here.
Well, when you got it, you got it.
Where's Grandma?
Oh, she was right behind us. Don't worry. Let's go.
Giddy up, Sally Ho! Hi ho, pull it away!
Come on, move, or you're glue. Okay, I'm in reverse. I'm in reverse. Oh my gosh, I'm in reverse. Whoa.
Oh boy, Angela, it's getting dark. And there's a storm coming up. Maybe we should just forget about this.
No, turn around. Oh, wait a minute. That tree over there looks familiar.
Angela, it's a pine tree. I mean, pine trees are common in a pine forest. Look, I know how to find this place, okay? Which way do you think it is?
That way.
Okay, good. We'll go this way. Come on.
There it is, Tony. It's the rock.
Angela, are you sure you want to go through with this?
Oh, we both know it wasn't us, right?
Right. But what if it was?
Well, then that just means that we kissed each other twice. Once when we were kids and once when we were tipsy and you kissed me in the kitchen.
Angela, we were blasted and you kissed me.
Whatever.
Let's look.
Okay.
Mary Lou. Mary Lou. Mary Lou. Gee, she was a busy little baby. Angela, I found it. I found it. Anthony and Ingrid.
Ingrid? Ingrid?
Well, wasn't us.
Yeah.
You see, Angela, there's no unseen force pushing us together.
Just like this, the wind was howling like a dying cat. The rain pounded relentlessly against the window. The report from the nearby mental institution said that the infamous camper killer had escaped. This lunatic would bludgeon anybody whose name was sewn into their underwear. You're right. Yes?
I came to tell you that it's raining.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, this roar. Door, open. The camp road is flooded and nobody can get in or out. Look, you boys will have to double up. And you two ladies will have to spend the night here. Well, I'm off. I must warn the others.
Sleep well, America. Dr. Bob rides again.
Hey, Mona, what about Dad and Angela?
Oh, don't worry, honey. Your dad knows enough to come in out of the rain. And he can help Angela.
The presidential suite.
This is the presidential suite?
Well, Teddy Roosevelt liked it. Sometimes on nights like this, he still comes around.
Well, bully for him. Listen, we're soaking wet here. I'll take this one. You got something a little nicer for the lady?
This is the nicest room we got. This is the only room we got.
Maybe we should just try to wade back to camp.
Did you ever get hit by lightning?
I did.
But you might not like it.
Look, Angela, we're stuck here, okay?
Well, sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Tony.
What?
This won't work. We can't stay in the same room alone together.
Why not? What's the big deal? It's two beds. We're adults. We sleep under the same roof at home.
It's not the same.
What do you mean it's not the same? It is, too. It's me and you here. It's not like I'm holed up in a small motel in a thunderstorm with Ingrid.
I mean, hey, if I was with Ingrid, there might be trouble. No, Ing, come here, baby.
Tony? I'm Ingrid.
You're Ingrid?
Yeah.
What do you mean you're Ingrid?
Well, I know it sounds silly now, but I was a little nervous that night. It was my first kiss, and, well, I didn't want the boy, well, you, to kiss and tell, and so I said my name was Ingrid.
Why Ingrid?
I'd just seen Casablanca 3 times.
It was you.
It was us.